Yeah, you want to be like Ginger Lynn right now, especially you want to be Ginger Lynn, not on the receiving end of Ginger Lynn's wrath right now. I am Ginger Lynn. The show is Blame It on Ginger. Today is Friday, which means it's cookies and cream with me, Ginger Lynn. I am the cream in the cookie and Miss Sapphire.
Yes, I am Miss Sapphire, the cookie to that cream of yours.
The cookie to that cream. I want to crawl between your ass cheeks and just cream right there. That's what I want to do.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because, like you said, my rock hard ass, yes, you know, just crumbles. Put the little cream in there. There you go.
Right now, before we introduce I'm going to introduce our guests. We're going to go around the room.
Yeah, please.
We've got Ginger Lynn. We've got Sapphire. We have Luke Wilder. Oh, we've got a little there. Try one more time, right?
Hello, everybody. This is Luke Wilder.
There we go. Hi, I'm Luke. Here. Welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Should I wear these?
So honored to be here.
Please.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh,
and Sapphire is just a dom.
I know. She's just a nasty girl.
Thank you. Playing around with that paddle over there. I think I came in at just
well,
the right time.
It's just
I'm really scared. I'm really scared.
Be very
and
afraid.
We have me of Ginger Lynn.
I love his voice.
I know. Like, very, very sexy.
Nice.
And then, of course, we have right next to Luke Wilder, we have
Alexandra Silk.
Yay!
And the crowd roars.
I just beat my hand with the paddle. And we have
AJ Applegate,
AJ and Ginger, get to spank Sapphire. AJ and Ginger, get to spank Sapphire.
I-N-G.
Yes. I love spanking, but I'm scared of you spanking me.
Why would you be afraid of me?
Because.
Well, if you're afraid of Ginger, I'll do it for her.
See, now that we can even scare her. You know what? I think I'm just going to cut out early. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run for that door. That's it.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Luke is not going to let you get beyond that door.
Oh,
there's no way
gosh.
Out. But you played a game with us, and you did not know your asses.
Well, let's be honest. I did not know those asses. The other asses that I saw on there, I know those asses.
Yeah, but you can't go to the ones you know. You can't go cheating.
I got at least one. I did get at least one.
I'm going to hit you twice for cheating.
For cheating?
You were trying to go to the ones that you knew whose
of
asses
course.
They were.
This is Cookies and Cream Friday.
Stand
up.
Give
that home court advantage. Yeah.
That constitutes cheating.
I love cheating.
All right. Sapphire turning around.
Oh, God.
Giving me
that. Bending over.
Bend all the way. Turn it this way a little bit more.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Ginger's pulling all the way back for the first whack.
There. Well, I'm starting out nice and slow. It's just a little.
She looks nervous.
Yeah, get that part. Get that part.
Hold on tight now.
That
baby.
Right there. That's good.
Oh, she's giving little love taps.
Little love taps for now. Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
No?
Not bad at all. Not bad.
Oh, okay. Oh, I heard the thud.
It's getting a little bit bigger.
Oh,
I like that. Just keep it at that tone right there.
She's kidding.
Ow.
Okay, you can go harder than that.
Ooh.
Harder.
She likes it.
Harder. This is pussy. This is pussy lickings. This is what it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's take your headphones off now. We're going to have to take over.
Yes. Get into it. Yes. Put your back into it. You hate me.
The fuzzes are coming out.
Ginger is pulling her arms back all the way, ladies and gentlemen, with both hands whacking Sapphire as hard as she can. And Sapphire
those were
is
not
game
licking.
For more.
You turn around.
Well, you're not.
I'm going to show
wait,
you
wait,
licking.
Wait. You
oh,
are
no,
not.
No,
no,
no.
AJ
no, no, no.
gets the other side.
Spear like she's no, going to like.
AJ gets the, she chose the hard rubber side or the leather side.
I chose the hard
I
side.
I was trying
Do we
to
have ice?
Oh.
Do we have ice?
My tongue is nice and cool.
Okay.
You can just put your ass on my tongue. Now, I'm gonna, do you want to go over to AJ? Do you want her to come over here? What would you like?
What would you like me to do, AJ?
I'll come over.
You'll come over? Okay.
We'll do this.
After you spank her, will you kiss her?
Do you want to kiss her while she's spanked?
Oh, my God.
Oh, multitasking, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. I think so. All that right. would be really sexy. Alexandra Silk coming over. She's going to try and distract Sapphire while AJ Applegate gives her her punishment for knowing none of the answers correctly.
No, I got one.
No,
I got
you
one.
Cheated. I heard.
Yeah, but you were cheating. It doesn't.
You know, it does not count. There you go, AJ.
Yay, I'm excited.
Okay.
Let me get out of the way here. Bopping back.
Gotta get ready for this.
Oh, God.
Alexandra Silk's flying in, getting ready.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, coming around this way, she is going to be kissing.
She's going to find the soft spot.
She's looking for the soft spot. Miss Sapphire, Miss Radio Sapphire, bent over the microphone.
I'm ready for this.
Wait, Alexander, where are you going? Oh, wait, we got to get Silky in here. So you're going to kiss after it gets spanked?
Oh,
okay, all right.
I am a little nervous. Actually, I'm getting a little turned on, and I'm a little nervous.
I'm not going to be able to do it hard now. Okay, ready?
Okay. Sapphire is right. Oh, yes. Okay, Alexander Silk came running in with a kiss to make it all better. All right. Oh, going for the other side. Alexandra Silk coming back in. We have kisses going back and forth. AJ Applegate Taz is showing no mercy whatsoever. She is just taking that paddle and whipping away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is not her first time, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously.
All right. And just remember.
I'll powder it off with the soft.
She's been so mean lately and nasty. I'd give her one for good measure.
Thank you.
One more. See, even Silky says one more. No.
Oh my God.
Silky, do you want to do one? Do you feel left out? I'll kiss it. You smack it.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
All
right. We're
tag teaming
you.
What is this
you.
Today?
Okay. All right.
Care of our girl here. Yeah. All right, Sapphire just assumes that position.
Now you're really in trouble.
I might as well just assume the position. Yeah.
It's getting warm. Let me feel it. Let me see.
Ooh, toasty buns.
Ooh. Oh my, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Just a little spray.
What? Oh my God.
Spanking spray.
Okay, you were a little bit moisturized back there.
It's lubricant. All right. It's aerosol lubricant.
Silky is going in, getting that right cheek ready, taking the leather part, and now back to the soft and the leather.
Okay.
And the
back. I'm like gripping the chairs now.
I'm saying go for the gold. Give her a good smack.
I'm gripping this. This is just, I'm scared.
I'd give her a really good one. She's been waiting for it. She actually loves this. It's her favorite thing in the world.
It is not.
And she just needs
a good hand spank.
A nice, good, hard whap on the ass. And it's coming. It's building. It's building. There it is.
That's not that. Oh, thank you. See, I was expecting
myself to like fly off the handle a little bit, just like
very, very nice.
There we go.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Much nicer than I would have been.
Thank you for letting me.
That's why I took the hard part, because I knew she would whack you.
Yes. I mean, I like this. Nice. Firm grip on there. Oh. Thank you, ladies.
That's the way a show starts when you have bad behavior.
Yes.
That is the way to do it.
Yes. Or actually, if it's really good behavior, you get the same reaction.
All the time.
It just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Any day of the week, it doesn't matter. You know? I come in and say, oh, you're being naughty. Get go in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down in there.
Well, I just...
Last week it was an anal plug. Now this week it's spankings. What next?
Ooh. I had this beautiful... Nice stretching anal butt plug. Sapphire could not take the little bitty one last week, so I thought maybe the problem was she was fearful of the little thing getting lost up inside of her. So I brought the bigger one today. That way you know it's not going anywhere, honey. Look at the base. There's a good, I don't know.
Yeah, you can retrieve that.
It's like
a Coke can size base.
Yeah.
So I can get this in and out.
No. No.
I
maybe?
Brought it for you.
Have this you ever had anal sex?
I don't like anal sex. I like giving it, but
she's
I don't like...
Never had it with
you like
the right
putting
person.
On a strap
yeah.
on?
Yes. Strap on, fingers, whichever. I don't care. But the thing is, I remember only one time doing anal sex, but I was extremely fucked up. Oh. Like, it takes a lot of liquor, maybe some other substances, and then I'm like, coming
we
down.
Have a chips. We've got some popcorn.
I love
caramel
this segue. Where are you going with this?
Well, I thought if you need something to make you feel good, happy, I'm thinking of something with chocolate, and then it gives you the same adrenaline.
I'm chocolate enough, baby.
But I'm just trying to think that way you'll be in the mood to take this
to take
instead
that
instead of alcohol. I'm giving you candy.
No, no. I think everybody out there who's watching the stream right now agrees. This is a no-fly zone. Like,
it's huge.
Really, this is like it's a door, huge. Like a paperweight.
What, not even a pinky finger.
No.
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 No. What if Silky and I and AJ, all three of us, got together and Luke just looked you in the eyes and you said all of those things? Luke,
well, you know I would do that
for
you.
Could you say that we calm her down and make her comfortable? And remember that she's on her hands and knees. Maybe her elbows are down on the ground. She's bent, so she's looking up at you a little bit. Her ass is up in the air. And Silky is behind her, Alexandra Silk. We've got AJ Applegate behind. Ginger Lynn is behind. We've got all the lube in the world.
Yo, no say.
What can you say to Sapphire to calm her down and get her ready for the anal plunging she's about to accept?
I think I would tell her, shh, babe. Yeah, just breathe. Uh-huh.
Just take
it. Just breathe. Relax.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
That voice, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean, no? Could anybody in this room, well, Luke, we're going around the room. We might as well get you. Luke Wilder, how do you feel about things in your ass?
About things in my ass. Well, I'll tell you the truth. You know, like a finger now and then when you're really going at it with a girl is great.
Right.
But anything more than that, I'm not real fond of.
You're just not.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Like a little anal stimulation now and then can really, you know.
Massage the prostate.
Yeah, make sex exciting and kind of taboo. For guys, you know, like I was born in 1958. So we're not supposed to like anything up our butt. But people, we have a prostate gland that's designed for pleasure.
There's a toy that I just got in the mail that I haven't tried yet, and I can't think of the name of the company right now. It might be, not Anaros. Maybe it is Anaros. Mm-hmm. And I think I talked my man into allowing me to put this in his butt. It's a very thin, it's not even as big as my pointer finger. And it's just shaped so that it's supposed to go right up, hit your prostate gland. There's a little bit of a handle on it.
Ooh.
And so he said he would think about it. So I've got that at home, and I really want to give him a blowjob while I've got this toy designed just to hit your prostate. And it's very thin. I've never seen anything like it.
And do a little sneak attack on him?
No, I want him to be ready for it. I want to talk about it. I want to talk him through it. I want to do the
massage. I was
going to
say, you know, you can blow him and then, you know, just like, baby, are you ready to come? And
just shove it right up there.
But it is all about just relaxing.
Relaxing. And because it is so, it's not intrusive at all. I mean, obviously, it's a little intrusive. It's going up his asshole. But, you know, I mean, it's not something big at all. So I'm going to see if I can get that done over the weekend. It's on my to-do
That's
list.
That's her homework, check, right?
And I got to get to that. I keep
the
putting it off.
Homework.
It's called polite anal sex, right, Jen?
Yeah. Alexandra Silk, what about you? Do you like things in your ass?
Oh, my God.
Your voice just got really low, Alexandra.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Are you a size queen when it comes to your ass? What is your favorite size?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like things that vibrate, so it's not a size thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and lots of lube.
Lots of lube.
That's the secret.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. I have, and AJ, what is the biggest thing that you can take up your ass? Or do you take anything up there at all?
I just did an anal scene today.
Today?
Oh,
yes. Okay, there's a girl that's like finally one of us other than me. I was thinking, fuck. You know, Silky likes it, but Sapphire's scared. Lucas was willing to try something there.
No, I'm not scared of the booty in general, like giving it, just not receiving it.
Oh, don't be scared. Sex isn't anything to be scared.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the only thing. Everything else, I'm like, please, let's do everything else.
What if I give you a whippet? I've got another can of whipped cream out there.
What if her with the whippet?
But wait, we were talking about AJ and her anal scene.
AJ, did an anal scene today?
Yes.
And who was it with?
Chris Strokes.
And yeah, what? How do you know?
Do you know him?
Is he normal?
No,
size?
I just seen him.
Oh, he's
and I'm just like,
yeah.
What's he look like?
He's like 6 foot, like short brown hair, six pack,
Total gentleman too.
Gentleman, yeah. And what about the penis?
He has the best penis. It's long, but like not thick.
Yeah.
But it's so long. So he made me squirt today.
All right.
Nice. And I never squirt from anal sex.
Really?
But it's because it's so long.
It just hit the G-spot from behind and it made it happen.
I was like, what the
heck? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. My goodness.
That's a great story.
Could you take this butt plug in your ass? Is that something that you could actually do?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I probably could have, like, after working in him for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if I could or not. I'm thinking
I mean,
we're going to have to...
guys that I've had anal sex with are pretty much the size of the base, so...
I'm thinking I could do it, but it would take quite some time and it would take a lot of work. So it's going to have to be a segment where maybe I'm reading an erotic story while you're trying to put it in my butt, because I have to be relaxed and doing something. It is radio. I can't have dead air, or I can't just have me going, No, but I think it can be done. And I think that if I can get it in my ass, you can get it in yours. So let's work up to that.
One of these days, because this thing is just, I mean, it's heavy.
That doesn't matter, though.
Oh, God.
That's what's going to feel good about it. That's what you're going to like the most.
That's, like, if this was for my vagina, then hell, let's do this. This is nice.
No, that's for your ass.
This is a nice pussy plug.
That's
beautiful to ride on, but not, I don't know.
What about one of those anal toys where it goes in, it's really thin, but then you can pump it up?
I love those.
What?
Where did you get it? I need one.
When we're done with the show, we'll run out there. And I have one that I'm 99% sure that I still have it at this. There's companies that send us all kinds of toys and things. So, and it's so fucking awesome. You put it in your ass. And it just, you pump it up and it gets bigger and bigger and you just
feel... That's the best one.
Yeah, I recommend that.
Now, do people use it? Okay, so it's like a training tool.
Yeah, I did it before, a scene before.
Yeah.
At Kink, and that helped a lot.
Really?
But I haven't been able to find those anywhere.
I want to say it was Doc Johnson who had it. But I will check for you. Silky, now you are doing a lot of things these days. Are you still a certified sex surrogate?
I am. Thanks for asking. It's one of my...
so good about that. Now I want to come to...
My vibrator went off. Thanks for mentioning that. It's one way I could parlay my porn skills into something that's very healing and therapeutic and help people with all the experience that I've had. And it's just great to touch people and... People who really, I'm dealing with people who have phobias or late adult virgins, 50-year-old virgins.
Yeah. That's got to be quite a challenge. And is it your job to make them comfortable, to bring them out of their shell and to finally be able to have sex? Yeah. Is that the ultimate goal?
Creating a safe space for them to experience things. It takes a while. I spend a lot of time with the client and can take... several months. We go through, like, there's 50 different exercises that I take the client through. First, it might just be hand caressing, and then we might just progress onto the face and do some eye gazing. We might touch each other with our clothes on, so it's a progression.
That's sexy, and that's really fucking hot. Now, how long does each session take? Because I'm thinking of all the things you're doing. I'm going, I can I have a 10-hour session, please? just book me out for the day.
Yeah, that's a good question. When I deal with someone who's coming from out of town, it's a 2-week intensive, so it could be 5 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks, yeah. But most of the people are local, so it's like a 1.5-hour to 2-hour sessions once a week.
Okay,
and it takes 4 months.
That's a lot of energy that you're giving out. Where do you get your energy back? Where do you get it back from? Is it from your clients, or is it Mr. Luke Wilder sitting right next to you?
Yes,
or a combination.
Yeah,
I think it's a combination of both, because her clients write her letters after they're all done. It's part of the process, and they talk about how she's transformed their life. And when you can impact someone who's been suffering from anxiety for that many years, when you can impact their lives on that kind of a level, it's got to be gratifying. And I know that Silky just gets off on it, really. Not on the work itself, but on the result.
She just comes and comes and comes and comes.
But you know,
no, but the satisfaction of giving someone that freedom that they've never had before, and for them to be able to have that release, that's amazing. I can't even imagine how good that must make you feel. Do you find that your clients fall in love with you, though? Because it is such an intimate process.
I mean, it is the first time.
Well, that's part of the reason that there's always a, like, I like to keep this sexy, but there's a clinical side to it, too.
Yeah.
There's always a professional psychologist, sex therapist involved in the process. It's a three-way triad kind of a relationship.
I'm hired by the sex therapist to work with their clients because they work the mind and they get to process.
How did you get into this? Like, how do you get certified for something like that?
Yeah, well, it takes 3 years, like 1 year of training and then another 2 years of internship work where you're working on cases. But it's just something I knew that was out there. It's been a profession that's going on for 35 years now. And I just knew it was my true calling. Mm-hmm. So I sought out the International Professional Surrogates Association, who does the certification, and yeah, they only have 28 certified sex surrogates in the U.S.
Wow. There are only 28?
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a lot of people doing the work, but not necessarily with the certified, professional certification behind it.
Right, and that makes a big difference. You're dealing with somebody on a very deeply emotional level there. If they've gone that long without being with somebody, and then they're with you for the first time. Now, it's got to be just amazing for them and for you. Now, is the therapist there when, do you actually take it to fourth base? Do you actually go all the way and help them to lose their virginity?
Yes.
And is the therapist there when that's happening?
No, but I do have to submit reports after every session.
Wow.
And I actually spend like an hour and a half with the client and an hour with my reports.
3 hours with the reports, too.
Yeah, I try to be really detailed.
This is such a cool profession.
Now,
and I can tell that you love it. Just your face, your thank you was just heartfelt and honest.
Wait, how do you do it as a surrogate? I'm so confused.
I'm curious myself because, I mean,
how does that work?
I'm with the client.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about it. I'm a sex surrogate, so I'm a substitute partner, you know. So, like I was saying, it takes a while to, and each client's different. Everybody has a different goal. Some might just want to kiss or learn how to kiss, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, some might want to just go out on a date, believe it or not.
So is it more like, would you probably call it like a girlfriend experience, or is it, okay?
Well, really, though, these are people who are sexually dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the girlfriend experience is more for the average guy.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that fall outside the range of normal in terms of human sexuality. Like a man who's 58 years old and still hasn't lost his virginity and still hasn't found out, you know, what intimacy is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young teenage boys build up a lot of anxiety before they first do it with the girl. Imagine that anxiety compounding itself for decades.
Are your clients really cranky? I'm thinking, no. I go a week I'm in a piss poor mood. But I just put my own tip for that one. Piss poor.
A lot of them are very intelligent, very good looking. They know their body because they've done a lot of masturbating.
Yeah.
I also get a lot of direction from the sex therapist.
Mm-hmm.
She might guide me and say, okay, Alex, I want you to do this session. This, you're taking things too fast. Let's go a little slower. Let's focus in this direction
because
he has some body image issues. You know?
What if, do clients come in where they have never had sex, but they have very specific things that they want to do, such as, what if they want their toes sucked? I mean, are there people that come in and go, okay, I haven't had sex yet. I'm still a virgin. What I think is going to turn me on is having my toes sucked. Do they have specifics that they're looking for?
Yeah. Yeah, and I get them to accept themselves and, nice. And be okay with that particular fetish.
Right.
Yeah.
That all happens during the May I Will You sessions yeah. that happen in
What
the
are the May I Will You sessions?
What does that mean?
We play these games.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to play.
Yeah. Well, you ask for something that you'd like. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to say yes or no and accept a no answer, too. Mm-hmm. And will you? So it's not only asking for what you want, but will you do this? So it's a good way to, of a communication game.
You know what? Wow. When we come back from our break, I want to play May I Will You. Can we do a little round of it and see how that goes here in the studio? I think that's the perfect game for Blame It on Ginger. I'm Ginger Lynn with
Miss Sapphire.
And
Luke Wilder.
And
Alexandra Silk.
And
AJ Applegate.
We're not going anywhere. We're right here on SkidRowStudios.com. We'll be right back. Sweet Pea, I see you waiting there. We'll get to you when we come back. Don't
bow,
go chicka, away.
Bow, bow.
In her prime, she said, I'll be the bluest movie queen. I live a life that's so divine, just sipping wine and blowing lines with Charlie Sheen. I'll be in all the magazines, they'll tell me no one's looked so fine in 69 since Tracy Lords was sweet 16. And she smiled like a child when she said, yeah, I want to live a life of sin. I want to be that ginger lynn, Lala D.
I'm Ginger Lynn, and Friday is my high day. It's the last day of the week when I get to party with you all night long. You, me, and Ms. Radio Sapphire all together for a little bit of cookies and cream, a little bit of naughty and nice, a little bit of ginger and spice. We've got confessions, sploshing. I bring in food. I sit in it. I put my pussy, plop it right down inside that food, mush it around, let you know how it feels. We've got a party in my panties every Friday night. We've got the weekend wrap-up, Just the Tip, celebrity gossip, dirty movies, and more with myself, Ginger Lynn, and Ms. Radio Sapphire. Join us on Fridays for cookies and cream. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, then your dick will surely show it. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. That's at gingerlinauctions.com.
I have just put fear into the eyes of everyone in the room here. I'm Ginger Lynn with Sapphire, with Luke Wilder, with Alexandra Silk, with AJ Applegate. And we're moving on to the next portion of the show. We're going to be talking about 10 places to touch a man that turn him on the most. Where to touch a man to give him the most pleasure. Now, Alexandra Silk, you've got quite a history in this. This is your job on a regular basis, especially when it's men that have never had sex before. There are places that they've never even thought of being touched. There are most the places that are the most erogenous. So I'm counting on you to get some answers correct. If you do not get them correct, what I have on, Luke knows what I'm wearing. I have a conductor that is a piece of metal. It's about 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe 3 by 4. And it is attached to electrodes. It's down the back of my pants. So I am basically grounded.
Yeah, this is true.
And what really I will do is I've got a little thing here.
Fully charged, Ginger
Lynn. Fully charged. I turn it on. You can hear the electricity.
Oh,
so
my God.
What's going to happen is we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with Luke, and you have to tell me an erogenous area for the man. If it's not on our list and we don't accept it, it could be something really great that we don't even know about and you don't get shocked. But if you just have a really shitty answer or something that's not on the list, what I will be doing is coming around. And what happens here, Sapphire, is the electricity that is on right now is going through me. So if I were to touch you, we both get shocked.
Oh, God.
So
I quit.
I'm just kidding.
I am afraid now. No, actually, that's kind of awesome.
And there's
though.
10 answers?
There are 10 answers. You can, if there's one on here that we think that is really good, then you don't get shocked. So it's kind of like we're all a panel here. So we'll ask Luke a question or we'll say, you know, what's a body part that is an erogenous zone for men? And then we kind of look around and go, okay, I'll give him that one. And we vote. And there's four of us, so... if we need a tiebreaker, it'll be Jeremy in the back. And if it's not on the list or we don't accept it, we don't like it, then you get shocked.
Okay.
and it happens to everybody. And I'm going to go for nipples.
Oh, God.
What? I'm going to go for clits.
I'm scared.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get it too. I'm going to get it too. It's attached to my body. Luke, it's not dangerous.
It's not dangerous. It's no voltage. But it can if you put lighter fluid on your body.
Well, thank God we don't.
She can ignite the lighter fluid with a shock.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I do have a lot of hair product in my hair right now. I mean,
you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
This sounds like fun.
All right. So we're going to go around the room. And Sapphire, did you peek at the list at all?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Lie like a fucking dog.
You've been cheating all day.
She is a cheater. She's a total fucking cheater.
First of all, you put it in front of
you. I think we should change the rules.
I think we should.
I think that if any of us get a wrong answer,
yes,
that Sapphire should get shocked.
You know what?
I don't like this.
Luke, you are a man after my own clit.
Thank you, dear.
Yes. And she's the closest one, so no matter who gets it wrong, Sapphire gets punished.
And you don't have to get
like
out of your
it.
Seat.
This is perfect.
I don't like, I quit.
All right,
There must be something, maybe Jeremy can back me up. Jeremy.
All right, well.
Do you think I'm a cheater?
No, you don't look like a cheater.
She
doesn't look
you.
Like a cheater. She is one.
So she's a good con lady.
All
be
right,
careful, Sapphire. Jeremy. Yes.
Where is it? Tell me a place to touch a man to give him the most pleasure.
His pee spot.
And his pee spot. Is there a name for the pee spot?
AKA the perineum.
You got really technical.
Mm-hmm. She said, you know, what is it called? So.
It's nestled. Actually, the perineum is not the pee-pee hole.
Yeah, it's no, not the pee-pee hole. They
she
call
said
it the pee spot.
Spot.
Yeah. Isn't the pee spot you're in your butt?
Urethra.
Yeah.
No, the urethra is on.
It's the pee-pee hole, but the pee spot, it's in.
The pee spot is
near
your
the prostate.
Your prostate. That's not the perineum.
Oh, no, the perineum's like right in between the butt crack.
Oh, in between the balls. Yeah.
In between the balls. Like, there we go.
Yes. The perineum.
I was going to say that, and I didn't know what it was called.
Yes.
It's one of the most pleasurable zones in the man's body, and it's nestled right behind his penis. It's the piece of skin between his balls and his anus.
Yep, there we go.
So you didn't mention anything that was on there, Sapphire. And
no, I did correct myself. I did say between
the
booty.
No, she's right.
Move your arm.
It doesn't matter, baby.
Move your arm.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Electro.
You don't feel it, even though it's connected to you?
Oh, no, I totally feel it, but it's much more.
Does it feel like if you, like, shock yourself on, like, carpet or something?
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
It just feels into your bone, and I don't like you right now.
It's off.
It's not even turned on.
Okay, it's turned. Oh, thank God. All right, Sapphire has no points and just got shocked for getting her own answer wrong. Luke Wilder in studio with us today. We're playing Where to Touch a Man to Give Him the Most Pleasure. Luke Wilder, can you give me a spot that men especially love to be touched on?
A lot of guys like the nipples.
Nipples. Nipples are not on here, but I agree, and I found that a lot of men do like their nipples touched. I say that Luke gets that one right. I'm going to give
him
that.
But that's not the top 10.
Thank you.
No, that's
gotta,
right.
It's got to be the top 10.
Sapphire gets shocked anyway.
So Sapphire gets shocked.
No, save me. Not me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I love the noise.
I turned it up a little bit, too.
You know, it's actually good for skin circulation, by the way.
Yeah. I'm awake now. I'm awake.
Oh, that's great.
That's great, Ginger. I know you don't like to be touched.
Get away from my ears. Get away from my ears.
Sweet Pea, are you on the line?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sweet Pea.
How are you, hon?
I'm shockingly wonderful right now. I just... shocked the fuck out of Sapphire here. We're having a really good day. Sweet Pea, can you mention, you're playing for Sapphire or against her? Name a spot.
Are you playing for me or against me?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
All right. It'll matter. Are you playing for Sapphire or against her?
For
Sapphire. Okay. So can you name a spot on a man's body in the top 10?
Where he likes to be touched.
What is the spot that a man feels the most pleasure?
I would go straight up near the head. I would go with the neck.
The neck. Ooh. Ding 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 ding.
Yes. Really?
That is correct.
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
Thank you, Sweet Pea. Is the third thing on the list. It says suck it. Suck his Adam's apple. It's a very sensual area to suck and will bring him great pleasure. You can bite his neck. You can go from the front to the back and all the way around and also tickle the neck. The neck was the number 3, and I lied. There are only 5 of the things on here. So one of them is definitely the neck. So for the first time ever, thanks to Sweet Pea, right now, Sapphire
doesn't get shocked.
Is spared.
Thank you.
Poor Ginger can't even touch Sapphire.
I know. Poor me.
Oh, God.
Yes, Sweet Pea.
Can I give a comment to Alexandria for 1 second?
Of course. And I believe it's Alexandra.
Or Alex.
Alexandra, sorry.
That's okay. You were close.
You're involved in Fallen Angel TV.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. FallenAngelTV.com.
Yep, well, I'm falling in love with 4 lovely angels there in the studios with their...
You're falling in love with what, honey? Oh,
4 lovely angels that are there.
Oh, thank you. It took me a second because I'm so not an angel.
No, you're just a devil.
What the hell is he talking about?
We're like Charlie's Angels only bad.
He's counting Luke. He's not counting me.
I know. I heard this barking noise and I thought it was a sound effect. And I'm like, okay.
That I queefed. Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
I just want to say I love you all.
Aw, thank you, Sweepy. We love you
so much, Sweepy. It's always such a pleasure to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Do you have any sex lined up with either your MILF or your tranny this weekend?
I got a good thing going with my MILF. I'm going to keep going with it.
Keep going with the MILF. And just can I give a little background on your experience, Sweepy?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, Sweepy, you were a virgin until you were how old?
Probably I would say...
Late 30s. Okay. And
I would say about mid 30s.
Which is quite a bit older than most men on average. Did you have a surrogate or did you just, how did you get your first lover?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I just went with the Craigslist ad and just went from there.
And you were comfortable enough to do it. That's awesome. That's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Sweepy.
Very brave.
Have a
naughty boy.
Great, nasty, wild, wonderful weekend with your woman, and it's always good to hear from you, honey. We love you.
Always great to hear from you, and I love you all.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Sweepy, for mentioning fallenangel.com. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Fallenangel.com. There you go. Thank you, Sweepy.
Come again.
Oh, he will. Now, Luke, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
I hope so. I'm beginning to sweat, and I can feel it dripping down my back, and I've got this metal plate. Am I going to cause...
No, you'll be fine.
I'll be okay? Because I know that what I'm doing to a sapphire is one thing, but I'm just now like me.
Actually, I'm like, you know what? Please, water and electric.
I'm just thinking of the water with electricity.
No, maybe we should just turn this little thing on and test it for you.
You know what? We'll turn it on and touch noses.
No.
Why?
Oh, you can touch something else.
Oh, that would be so cute.
You can touch something else, like something electric.
I need actual skin.
Oh, it
has to be skin.
There
are only 5 things on the list, and we've gone around, and perineum doesn't count anymore because...
I thought there was 10.
Perineum.
There's only 5?
There's only 5.
So far we got the neck and the perineum.
Perineum.
And the neck.
And we added the nipples.
And then we added the nipples, so there are still other things on
this
list.
So there's only 4.
There's 3 more things that are great places to touch a man. Alex, you're next in line. Where does a man like to be touched that will turn him on?
Ooh. Get it right, girl.
Well, it's one of the erogenous zones, so I'm going to say the mouth.
Poor Sapphire. The mouth is not on the list here. I am really sorry to say there's no mouth on the list. You would think.
Yeah,
I would think that it would be an
erogenous zone. Because of sweet kisses, you know?
All right, I'll give you a choice. It's your nose or your nipple?
Do the nipple.
Nipple.
Okay, get your nipple out then. You got to have it. You won't go through the
fabric. I can't do nudes. You know that.
Face the wall. Nobody will see you.
Oy vey.
We'll close our eyes. I'm not watching.
It'll tickle.
It'll be fast and it'll be fabulous.
She's
so scared right now.
I'm really scared.
Are you ready?
No, actually, I want my nose. Yes, good.
Ready?
Shock yourself.
Oh, God.
Okay, what's
that?
That didn't even work.
Oh, I smell something burning.
No! Oh, my God.
Did you smell that?
I feel like I'm just like this science experiment. You know, like when kids are like, try my science experiment. It's going to be fine.
You should see your hair now, baby.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it didn't, though. I'll get the afro I always wanted, honestly.
AJ Applegate, it's now up to you to decide Sapphire's final fate, and then of course I'll guess one, and I feel like I have all the answers.
I'm gonna try
to go for something different, and I'm gonna say the lower back.
No.
Inner thigh?
Oh, that is.
No.
What?
No.
God damn it, AJ.
I'm
Are you
so
sure?
Sorry, I'm positive. I'll
you better check. You better put your peepers on.
I've got. I'm good at eye this. No, the last three places. One I would have guessed. The other two I would not have.
Wait, can I guess? Can I guess one?
Yeah. But well, you know the answers.
No. I didn't see all of them.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna guess.
All right. If you guess it right, somebody else gets to get shocked.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go for the head.
Oh, yes. Right.
Which one?
The scalp, the head.
Oh.
Yes, the head. The going for a man's scalp and a head is one of the most erogenous zones, according to this, that there is.
Wait, can I guess again?
She's like, I want her to be shocked.
I have a new guess.
Yes. All right.
The ear.
Yes, the earlobe. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. I'm safe.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I know the last one.
Go, girl.
And what is the last one?
Do they have anything like, would it be the prostate or something?
Yeah!
It's not the prostate. Oh. We already said the perineum.
Perineum.
No, it's not the perineum. It's not the prostate.
Oh, wow.
You got this.
I feel like it has to be something with, the back or something. I don't know why. I feel like I've seen this before, their thighs or something. Where else could you really be touched?
You're about to get shocked. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, just shocker.
All right, the
above
correct
the
answer.
Penis, wherever this is.
No,
the
love trails.
We need the answer before.
She's going to say love trails.
The anus. Nobody said the anus.
Nobody said the penis either.
I think penis
was not a different thing.
Yes.
I got the ear right.
Give me your earlobe.
Oh my God.
Wait, you have metal on there.
Not the earlobe.
You kind of like that button, don't you?
Forgetting that she has it on, so if I touch her, it makes it worse.
AJ Applegate, I'm coming over. Do you have a body part that you want shocked?
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
I mean, not that you want, but of all the ones that you have, which one is going to be the least?
How about we pick?
What?
We vote? All right, I vote nipple.
Come on.
I'm for nipple.
All right, two nipples and a booty.
I'll do the booty.
Alexandra, what's the final?
Yeah, nipple.
Even the dog said nipple. So
you guys
all
the dog.
Everybody. Oh, come on.
It's not that bad, is it, Sapphire?
Will it reach all the way over?
It might.
You can see my nipples, too.
Oh, see, they're all perky and ready for them. You can do this.
Oh, my God, I'm so scared.
It depends upon how she touches you. Yeah. It probably won't be anything.
She's going to be mean.
What happens if you palm it? What if you palm the tit?
Wait, I think what? I lost. Like, grasp it? Like, wouldn't that be even worse?
Try to keep it flat on my back so I have full connection. All right, turning it on.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It sounds like a mental hospital.
I need an actual nipple. It can't be through the shirt. It won't work.
It'll be over.
See?
Wow. She's already screaming.
Wow.
Wait. I'm loving this. So Ginger is so crawling her fingers. Yeah, she's crawling her fingers across the boob. So
AJ, I just touched you.
See what I mean?
Not going on my nipple.
Give me the nipple. It won't hurt.
Oh, it just hurt.
That it didn't hurt.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God! Oh, I felt that through her.
How did I? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just scary. It's really not that bad. But I know my nipples.
Yeah, they're a little.
You should see how erect they are.
They were
my nipples
little
are always hard.
They're like they went. Those are like solid gold right now.
Oh, but it was so scary. That was so scary.
You must have had that turned up all the way.
I did. No, I had it turned up pretty high. Will you unplug it?
Yes.
Okay, you got it?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I don't like that. That thing
is evil. Are you serious?
Really? That thing was evil.
Do you want to wear it and touch other people?
No.
That was scary.
Because I'm going to feel it.
No, you actually
didn't
feel
that?
Oh, I won't feel it?
No. You don't feel it, Ginger, when you're electrifying other people, right?
I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my fingers.
Bit, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I feel whatever you're feeling, I feel the same. And it goes from my body into yours.
You know, the broader the surface that you touch them with, the less they actually get shot.
Right. That's why I pick one pinpoint and I'm like, I'm evil.
She knew.
Yeah, because if I was doing it, I'd just like.
You know those things, the little pinwheel?
Just get her back and go like this on the carpet one day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Have you ever seen the pinwheel?
Oh, yeah, the Wharton.
The little nerve sense tester thing.
I love that.
And
what is
you
that?
Electrify your body and you run the pinwheel. Oh, my God, it's really nasty.
Oh, I have one of those here.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No.
Why did you give her that idea?
Oh, Luke. Oh, my God.
She's already unplugged.
We're going to have to take a quick little break here. We've got Carlos from Casanova Wear here in the studio right now.
Nice.
I am Ginger Lynn with
Miss Sapphire.
And
Luke Wilder.
And
Alexandra Silk.
And
AJ Applegate,
who is still standing around. We haven't lost her yet.
Oh, we'll be right back.
This is so much fun. On Blame It on Ginger.
Oh, my God. That was the scariest thing in my life.
That was a fun
Hi, it's me, Ginger Lynn. I want you to join me on Mound Mondays with the talented, the beautiful, the sexy Miss Nina Hartley. You're going to get a little sex breakdown. You're going to get deep inside Nina Hartley. Nina's going to go over her BDSM checklist where she's going to tell you just how naughty to be, how to do it right, how not to get hurt, and how to make your lover beg for it. She's going to make me beg for it in her little game called Forced Orgasms. And did you know, Nina's going to let you know anything and everything that you didn't know about sex and were afraid to ask. That's Mound Mondays with Ginger Lynn and Nina Hartley.
That puppy love.
Hopeless romantic.
It's great.
This is the kind of music that makes me want to stop shocking you. I want to just lie you down on your belly. I want to crawl on top of you. I want to pour warm oil all over your back and your ass, down the back of your legs. And I want to sit the back of the bottom of my pussy on the back of your neck. And I just lost everything. Now I'm back. All right. So I want that. With that music makes me want to give you a massage with my pussy.
It was sexy.
I just went to a whole different place there. I went from beating the fuck out of people and
shocking the hell out of them. And
that was scary.
Shock therapy to all of a sudden getting sexy. We have me. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger. Today is Cookies and Cream. I am the cream and the cookies. Who is the cookie? Wait,
I am the cookie, Miss Sapphire.
Miss Sapphire, and we have a brand new guest in studio, Carlos from Casanova Wear.
Hello.
Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you.
Welcome, Carlos. We've still got the wonderful
Luke Wilder.
And the beautiful
Alexandra Silk.
And our brand new guinea pig, Miss
Asia Applegate.
And she just rolled her eyes. When they told you when you were invited to come on the show, was there an explanation or a warning? Was there anything before you came on except you're going to do the Ginger Lynn Blame It on Ginger radio show?
Yep, that was it.
That was it.
And so they said, do you want to do it? I said, yeah.
Will you ever talk to me again?
Yeah. I knew who you were, so I was like, yeah, I want to do it. Aww. I want to meet her.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm really, really glad. And is your nipple going to be okay?
I think so. I think I'll make it.
It's still hard. I'm looking at it right now.
My nipples are always hard, like 100% of the time.
Thank you, God.
We've got...
Life is delicious.
It's a beautiful world. Now, Carlos, you have several products. Your company is CasanovaWear.com.
Yes.
How do you spell Casanova?
CasanovaWear.
WEAR. And the last time I saw you, I won't mention, I don't know what you've got that's new. What is it that you've got today that is new in, I won't say what's old, but what is new in your Casanova Wear line? And what makes your product so different than everything else out there that I love having you on the air?
Well, the Pleasure Wrap is what I'm promoting. And I moved to LA now.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah, I love it. And the sash is amazing. It's if two people are very open, you can do so much with it. It wraps around the female. It's got cushion in front. It's 12 feet long, 4 yards, and it's made out of satin. It looks very pretty, and on the end, it's got little floggers, and you can wrap them up, tie them up all different ways, and spank them.
So it's a beautiful bondage type of device that's made out of satin, that's got an intricate, wonderful, beautiful design on it that not only can you tie your girl up, but you can fuck them in different ways. Yes. You can use it in, there's a thousand ways to use this.
Yes, and it really brings them in and keeps you in sync and no slippage coming out.
So it's almost like
especially when they're on top. Yes.
Oh,
when they're on top.
Yes.
Now, would you be willing to give us an example or a sample or a demonstration?
Yes, I'd love to.
Now, Luke Wilder will be your partner.
See, we got you all ready for it.
It's for everyone. It's good for everyone.
It's good for everyone. No, we drew straws, and the winner was AJ Applegate. She has won the demonstration for today.
I won.
So can you hold one up? I want to see what this looks like. Let me see one and pass it through from myself or from yourself.
It's silky. Yeah. I like it. It's silky.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful.
Love
it is
probably about, I'm going to guess, 5 inches wide at the area that I have. On the very edge, black with a beautiful Asian design.
It looks like a kimono.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Beautiful.
And then there's a whip on the very end of it. Little flogger. Ooh, that's a nice flogger.
Yeah. A nice one.
And how does it get wider in the middle, or is it 5 inches
no,
all the way?
All the way across. All but in the middle, it's got a little cushion
Let's
for comfort.
See what the, oh, I can see.
Because if the women aren't happy, no one's going to be happy.
Oh, it's okay.
Built-in
like
pillow.
There's a built-in
pillow. Oh, that is like
there's
ooh, amazing.
Be a lot of pulling
feel it right
that.
There? Ooh. There's a lot of pulling. So oh, what yeah. is your, yeah. how many different things can you do
oh,
with this?
Oh, my God. I can go on and on. At least 30.
At least 30. Okay. Wow. What is the number one thing that you recommend? Does this come with a guidebook, with
yes,
a list?
Little
All right, then AJ, would you be so kind as to get into whatever position Carlos yes. tells you to?
Yeah.
love it.
Carlos, where would you like AJ right now? Our cameras, we've got a camera up here that sees the whole room. Okay. We've got a close-up on one that's okay. on that side of the room.
Anywhere I can bend her over something.
Anywhere. So
whoa.
Bend her over.
Whoa.
So I would say right.
It was nice meeting you.
Carlos, AJ, I'm going
to
say.
You can bend
just,
me over on this chair.
If we, yes,
there you go.
Yes, the perfect spot. Yes, all right, this
it.
Is beautiful.
Okay.
All right,
this.
We've got Carlos going in. AJ, you've been like my favorite new guest in a long time that just met me. See, like Silky and Luke always know that you don't know what you're in for.
Right.
And they still come over. And you've been just a wonderful volunteer is what we'll call it today.
Exactly.
Carlos is standing up, walking
oh,
over.
Boy.
And it looked like he has his little strut going on.
And a big-ass smile.
Yeah. He's, like, too excited for this.
Seriously.
When it's all over with, blame it on Ginger Baby.
Yeah. Really? Just bend over and, like, doggy.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, Carlos, honey.
The little cushion part right here in front.
Tying it around
nice.
The cushion part. Oh, my God. Just the actual watching you tie this long, beautiful, nice. Intricate piece of satin around AJ Applegate's waist.
Is this
oh my
where
gosh.
The pillow is?
And the
is
pillow.
Up in front?
There's your cushion.
Nice.
All right. Now he's got it tied in a single knot, now a double knot.
Just to keep it in. Once you have that on, you leave that until she's completely satisfied.
All right, so.
Now, is it comfortable? Does it feel comfortable on you?
Yeah, like it just feels like a blanket or something. Yeah, like it's
nice.
Just like a
little satin, a little pillow.
That's and then you wrap up.
And you can
times.
Fill the pillow.
Now, what Carlos is doing is wrapping the. Okay, so he's got.
Nice.
Oh, he is really taking initiative. I mean,
I'm like kind of swinging around on this chair, though. I mean,
there,
Carlos, you
oh,
didn't even.
This chair.
Oh my goodness!
Once you start getting going. And the spanking starts.
Oh, okay. So he's like grooving into it. Okay.
Now
he's riding her.
One cheek at a time.
No, he is really riding her like it's like a rodeo over here. I'm liking the motion going on.
She says, give it to me harder. You go, not a problem.
Give it to me harder, daddy.
So then you grab.
Whoa. Now Carlos has got one around each arm.
Rocking it.
Closer and closer.
I mean, oh.
Nice.
No, Carlos, you look like you're just like.
Hands behind their back. Just a couple seconds.
Taking
oh, I like this
arm.
One.
Okay.
Oh,
this no, that's hot. Good. That's cute.
This whole.
But how do you know how to tie everything?
Wow.
It's
okay. So
he's
just all intertwined.
Now
in the.
It's very, very basic knots. Oh, now he's got it tied around her neck.
Nice.
Oh my God. Let me get a photo.
Wow.
Oh
he wrapped.
God,
wow.
Wow.
He wrapped her up like a present.
He did.
Now he has. He has AJ like wrapped around from neck to around the waist.
This is a good. This is
that's
a good,
good
tool.
Okay. So now he's rocking it, tongue out and everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Got it.
Now. You said in the booklet, it tells you, like, how to do all the positions, right? So does it also give you, like, the tying tricks, anything like that?
Yeah.
I mean, for all the beginners.
You can also go on the website and look at the videos.
Where?
The shows.
Okay.
So you get on top, and then you can ride me.
All right.
Carlos is
just
giving
AJ permission to to get on top.
Yeah, Carlos is really, now she got.
Wait, it's right. Stuck on my shoe. Okay, there we go.
Is she going to
see, this could get.
Carlos has sat down in the chair.
Right on AJ. AJ is on top of Carlos right now.
When they're on top, kind of keeps them in sync. And she can even lean back.
Wow. AJ's really trying to
get that skirt is right now.
That skirt is coming off.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, he's really having his fun. He's riding. Oh, my God.
This is the most amazing invention ever.
I like it.
Simple and beautiful.
It's like having
a... So complicated, though.
Wow, he's got
this. If she wants to choke me out, we can choke each other out.
Made a handle.
This is like Oregon. He's getting sweaty.
This is sexual.
He's breaking a little sweat right now.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call sexual origami going on over here. I mean, there's like they are getting intertwined in between each other. Carlos is getting choked.
Let me see these
AJ
bloggers.
Was getting choked. She's coming with me. I mean, there's just so much going on. This is.
Made a handle out of
it. Really?
Yes, you can tie out their legs.
Oh, and these are...
Are they leather?
Yeah.
Leather, yeah.
Oh,
leather.
At the end? The ends are like a leather strap. So it's an 8-foot long piece of beautiful silk that has leather whips on the end.
Wow.
It's got padding around the middle for a pillow.
Okay, well, now that I...
And,
AJ practically came out of her clothes right now, everyone.
There's another, let's see.
Booty was out.
He's like, I'm ready for another one.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is, now he has AJ's legs tied up in a bind.
So this way, when you're in here and her legs are up high, you and can really bring them in as you're.
Okay, so you're trying to bring her in sideways. Okay, so she's on
her. On a bed.
On the bed.
Like mesh style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keeps them all tied up, and then you can really get in from here.
So from the booty on onto okay.
Just spread her legs this way.
Nice. Now AJ is getting her legs spread open by Carlos, wrapped up.
This arm is Carlos again. AJ Carlos. AJ Carlos.
Yeah, AJ is getting wrapped up from ankle to hands.
And then from here.
And then I'm like this.
Really. Whoa! Oh, okay. So now he like really brought her in.
Especially when she's laying down. So it's kind of tough on a chair, but if she's laying down, you can really get in.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Nice.
This is so fucking cool. Are you hating this, Carlos? Is it really?
The poor guy.
I know.
He has to go
poor Carlos.
Carlos, you must really hate your job. You must really hate this invention.
Did you make this yourself?
Yes, I sewed it and everything.
Wow.
Did you really?
He's like ready to take
That's crazy.
I don't think he's going to untie me.
So your prize for the day, Carlos, is AJ Applegate.
Oh,
AJ, I forgot to mention that
we Ginger just gives me a
unless, of course, you want to come home with me. Now, if you want to come home with me and have a three-way with me and my boyfriend, then we'll change the whole thing.
There you go.
That can happen. Like, I can make that happen now.
Well, what if I want to take AJ home?
I
got to
wrap
it up. We're going to have to really think about this. We've got to think about this.
Well, I've got Silky and Luke are going to be there.
Okay.
You know what? I'm inviting everybody but you.
So first,
so you shock her all day.
Yes, you beat me, you shock me, and now you're going to put me in this
You told
section.
Me you did not like me anymore.
Someone's
I love
walk
you.
The dog.
I love you.
You quit on me. You said I quit.
No, I love you.
Sapphire.
Oh, that was nice.
All right, then we'll all have sex.
Sapphire.
Yeah, let's all have sex then.
Somebody's going to have to walk the dog while we're in there.
Well, the dog can walk itself. How about that?
I've got a dog run. We'll
unless if it's like walking the dog like this. I mean, then I'll take that. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Does that only come in black and
black
red?
Black and red, correct.
I like
that. I love it. It's got that real oriental feel to it.
Yeah,
it reminds me of those things that the Japanese geisha girls used to wrap around themselves, even with the pillow on it.
I like it. Yeah. Nice.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some of your other designs, and I must tell you, this is my all-time favorite.
Oh,
this is
beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's well-made. It's perfect, and I'm a big fan of bondage and domination, bondage and discipline.
Yes,
and
where can people find this product that we've been talking about?
At the website, which is casanovaware.com.
Beautiful. Casanovaware.com. And are they reasonably priced? Do you want
to? Yeah, they're $60, which is really good.
That's fabulous.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And or you can call me. I'll come deliver and do a demo myself.
I mean, the way that that... Is there anything to do... The next little segment that we're going to do with you here while you're here is 50 different things to do with your titties. And I'm wondering... Are there different things to do with your titties with the Casanova? What is the name of this product?
The Pleasure Wrap.
The Pleasure Wrap. Yes. Are there anything specific, any things that you can do with your titties with the Pleasure Wrap?
Well, yes, you can, like I said, it's up to your imagination, but I've wrapped them around, especially women with some nice big titties. You can wrap them around and almost tie them up.
Could you demonstrate on Sapphire?
Well, she would have to be topless to really get that full effect.
You need now you're making full her effect. Blush. Yeah. Is that a yes or a no? That's a no.
She only goes bottomless.
I can work with that.
Okay, AJ.
Table, she's
I have small tits.
We got to go with your tits.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know if I can get them out.
We can do this. I mean,
hold on. Let me see. Okay, so Ginger Lynn is... trying to get herself unstripped.
No. Go, girl. No. Go, girl.
There we go.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it a double way.
A double way? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the camera's look. Don't look at me now.
Yes, look at you now. You're giving everybody a live show. No, what's so... You have a nice... Oh, that's a pretty bra. I have that same color. Did you steal my bra?
This is your bra.
That looks like my bra.
I'm going to get my titties out.
Yeah, get them out. Get those nice titties out.
Ginger Lynn, boobage. Ooh.
What's your way?
Aw, stop it.
It's okay.
I stopped smoking and I don't like anybody to see my face.
Ginger, it's okay. You still got the hot body, girl.
You still have the nice body.
Fine. Those are some hot titties.
You know what? It'll be 2 years on March 31st since I stopped smoking. So I'm not
aww.
Congratulations.
Well, good for you.
I think that's the last time I seen you.
So cute.
All right, so now you're getting ready. You're getting ready for Carlos. But you're going to have the wrap around you.
I'm going to have this around me first as well.
Wow, you're fine.
You have great
boobs. You have
boobs.
Nice boobs.
No, my titties.
And these are all yours. These are yours.
I grew these myself. Just going to get
I grew these myself.
Little.
I love them. One thing I'm very jealous of, her nipples always stay hard, just like yours, AJ. Just always stay hard. Nice little pink. Little nip nips.
I'm not allowed to actually touch my nipples. I do have a man now.
You had one before, too.
See, we can touch the breasts, but we can't touch the nipples.
Yeah, but he didn't count. I have a real man now.
Oh, that's
funny.
Oh,
I got a real man, baby. So you can tie me up, but you just can't. You can't do
check.
Me.
Check.
Can't do me.
Can't do me.
Can't do me.
All right. So Ginger Lynn is assuming
show.
The position to get wrapped by Carlos.
Right. All right. I'm
but Ginger's man,
up.
She is not being done. We yes. need to inform you.
Yes. Let's make that disclaimer right now.
Right.
Only he's wrapped. Just getting wrapped up, yeah. Just like a present for you when you get home tonight.
He's not touching her. It's yes. all the material.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Oh, and the camera.
Ooh. Okay. Now the camera. Everybody who isn't on. SkidRowStudios.com.
Ginger has just started to glow.
Yes, Ginger has her boobs wrapped up in an position. Nice and warm. Now, how does it feel, Ginger?
It feels fucking amazing. I've been tied up with a lot of different things. I've been tied up with scars. I've been tied up with ropes. I've been tied up with leather. There is something
chains.
Extremely sexual, and there's... There's a tight no.
Ooh. Okay, now Ginger's getting it in the
mirror.
She's at home now. She's feeling it.
Oh, that's sexy.
She likes it. She's getting choked.
Ooh, that's hot.
I feel like she's about to pass out from this pleasure
right now.
She's got
that look in her eyes now, guys.
She's
done. She has her zen zone. Oh, you can even flog her tits at the same time.
Oh, look at that.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. You get the little tickle play.
Here, let me see if I can do it. Let me see if I can flog my own tits.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to flog your tits. Let me flog your boobs.
Flog them. Flog that
titty. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting even.
All right, let's get it. Yeah, I'm getting even.
Yeah.
Tie her up tighter. Let's get it again.
Get him a little closer to you. Further away or closer?
All right, should I go hard or soft for her?
Hard.
Harder.
Hard. All right,
let's that's Ginger it. Lynn, girl.
Ow!
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's do one more.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna flog her again. Here we go.
Oh, yes. Please, oh, may I have another?
Actually, I can keep doing this till the show ends. Yes.
If I get bruised, my man is in trouble.
Just blame it on me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Blame it on Ginger.
Yep.
There we go.
Is that like a mini cat of nine tails on the end there?
It's beautiful. Oh, I like the little red marks.
Wow. Yeah, you got little, you got little marks right now.
Yeah.
Looking good.
I love the feel of this. It's just...
It's so soft.
Yeah, I do.
It's beautiful.
I'm just going, fuck. Look at my nipples.
Your nipples are thanking you.
They're going.
I mean, they got a little bit pinky. Yeah, they're looking good. They're looking good.
Oh, my God, Carlos, this is...
This is a great invention.
Thank you, Carlos, for bringing that pleasure out.
I think
my pleasure.
Yeah, I think everybody out there at Skid Row is thanking Carlos, is thanking Luke. Yes.
Oh my. You know, I mean, we're almost out of time, ladies, and I just want to ask you one thing.
Yes.
Have you checked out our blog, sexacrossamerica.com?
No, what is sexacrossamerica.com?
Okay, well, you know, first we did a series with Adam and Eve, Fallen Angel Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was called Sex Across America. We went all over the country and we did different cities. We did San Francisco and Hawaii and New York.
When you say you did, what did you do?
We brought a bunch of porn stars with us and we invaded the city.
Wow.
However,
great DVD.
Now we have kind of evolved into this blog that is dedicated to rational discussion about sex. Mm. So we don't take a left-wing approach or a right-wing approach. In fact, we're trying to really take a empirical kind of journalistic perspective on sex across America. Every Monday we post, and we would just love for it. There's nothing being sold on the site. There's no charge for it whatsoever. We put a lot of time and effort into, you know, writing these blogs, these posts every Monday. And we'd just love for you to check it out. You know, like, be part of the community. Talk about sex. Talk about what you like, what you don't like. And, you know, try to be non-judgmental.
Yes. You know, and where can they find, where can people
find this? Sexacrossamerica.com, baby.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely check that out. Yeah. I love that.
And, you know, we love your rap thing.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Maybe one day, you know, we'll do a little post about that. We can talk about it.
That'd be great.
Send us some photos and we'll put it up there. And even, you know, your show on here, Blame It on Ginger.
There you go. Well, we want everyone to go to it's sexacrossamerica.com.
Exactly.
sexacrossamerica.com. And AJ, where can people find you once again?
I don't have my own website yet or anything, but you can find me on Twitter.
There we go.
What's your Twitter handle?
AJ Applegate XXX.
All right. AJ Applegate XXX. I'm Blame It on Ginger on Twitter. I'm Blame It on Ginger everywhere. I mean, you're easy to find. Very easy to find.
I'm just easy, baby. I'm just easy. It's
perfect. And you can find me, Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIO Sapphire, SAPPHIRE, on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Kick, and of course, every Monday night at Ustream.tv. Just look up Erotic City Radio.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Awesome.
And I'm Carlos at CasanovaWare.com.
Perfect.
Cool.
Now we know where
Alex.
We can find.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Now we're waiting for Alex.
And I'm alexandersilk.com. And fallenangeltv.com.
Beautiful. And
if I wanted to, if let's say that I was having difficulties having sex with women and I was really shy and I wanted to, like, learn how to be comfortable with another woman, would there be a place or a way for me to find you to maybe have you help me through my difficult times?
Well, I refer people to the IPSA website, the IPSA.org website, and they do the referrals.
IPSA.org. So can I request you personally?
Ooh, you could.
I can.
So in your surrogacy, you do both men and women?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
But a prerequisite is that the person already be in therapy.
Okay.
With the
professional
sex. Oh, I've
been in therapy forever. I started so just, like to.
So before they come in. Five, so he's right.
Okay.
Have to make that sure and dandy.
Ginger.
Yes.
Naughty woman. Now, before we wrap everything else up, I mean, these guests.
Any news?
Do I have any news?
Yes, I do.
News? I have always news.
I've been waiting for news, and I have not given you your news time lately.
Why? I mean, I have plenty. I mean, I don't even know where to go.
Just
from
give me
here.
One little piece of sex and news, sex in the news, or regular news. Anything that you have not been able to talk about, that you need to get off of your chest.
Okay.
I know there's something.
We're not going to talk about that.
My hands.
Her hands are amazing. Her hands are amazing. But I can do say this. There was a man just recently, and he graphed every time he masturbated for one full year.
He what?
Masturbated a full year.
Before that, would you say?
Oh, he basically just made a chart.
He made a chart.
Oh, okay.
Every time he masturbated. So he said he couldn't kick his porn habit. Okay, and so he didn't do it for science, but he just said, I'm curious, how often do I masturbate? And the kid is 18, and he was just like, you know, one day I just want to know, for a year, how much do I masturbate? Because a lot of people, you know, don't know. Mm-hmm. Or they always say, you know, I masturbate too much. But really, how much is it to masturbate too much? Right. Like, on average, how often would you guys say you masturbated?
Probably once a day.
Once a day? Okay.
Well, my first time, I was 35 after being married for 15 years.
Wait, the first time ever?
Believe
what?
It or not. Yes,
no. I started masturbating at like 10.
I've always had girlfriends, and I'd have wet dreams.
Yeah.
Really?
Every night.
Really? But
it wasn't really until I was 35 and married for 15 years that then I decided, well, there's something wrong here. And
wow.
And then since I moved to LA, because I had 5 girlfriends back home, but I would tell them all on the first date that I'm seeing 4 women right now. And if we were to get together, I'm only going to be able to see you once a week. So I was always, every night it was entertaining and doing something, but I moved to LA and I wanted something different. I wasn't trying to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, you know, think about my product and trying to get that out. So I'm trying to stay home and take care of myself. And once does it.
So about once a day for you as well?
Yeah, when I don't have no company, and which is right now.
Right now, you're just at a transitional phase.
Big time.
At a transitional. What about you, Steph?
Gosh, I mean, I used to masturbate every day. And then I got into a relationship, so I was like, oh, I don't really need to masturbate as often. But I can say that my body misses me because I haven't masturbated in like 3 weeks and I'm dying.
Oh, God.
I'm dying.
You've had orgasms, but
yes.
It's not your own.
Mm-hmm. It's not my own personal orgasm. So I'm like,
you know exactly what to do. You can do it in 30 seconds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, I can't do my own what I call splash waterfalls when I, you know, my squirt.
Your squirt. Somebody else has to help you with that.
Yeah, someone always has to help me with that. So, I mean, it's amazing that this guy really took time to
help you with that.
You can.
I can. I'm
beautiful. We can do this after the show. I mean, the bathroom's right there. We can go Chris in the bathroom.
So, but we've got all our friends here.
We've got all of them here.
We'll use Carlos's wrap. We'll get your couple tied up. Everybody go to CasanovaWear.com. Get one because you're going to want to see what I do to Sapphire. And then you're going to want one at home.
I mean, I kind of was jealous of that flogger. I'm like, you know,
it's
what?
Really fucking nice.
It really was beautiful.
Fucking nice.
It's beautiful.
Alexandra Silk, how often do you masturbate?
Well, I definitely believe we're all responsible for our own orgasms. So, you know, that's important to say. But 3 times a day.
Wow.
Don't you agree with that, though? We are. It's up to everybody.
That's true.
Oh, absolutely. I think you go the other person.
Different times, but 3 times a day, that's a good amount.
Jesus.
And what about you, AJ Applegate?
Probably like once a day or like every other day. But if it's like a rainy day and I'm home by myself, I've masturbated like all day once. So basically I came like 10 times in like 3 hours. I was like, what am I doing? Like, I was so bored.
But sometimes it'd be like that, you
like,
know?
I just kept going. I was like, I want to see how many times I can make myself come.
So you're like right on the edge of what this guy did. Like he said his longest was 150 minutes.
I didn't go that
nonstop.
Far.
150 minutes.
Oh my
just
God.
Just straight going, beating off that meat.
Wait, he came 150.
No, no, no. He just masturbated. So he just was beating his meat off or doing out of whatever he
does. For over 2 hours long. He just jerked his cock.
Basically. Without coming.
Without coming. He's going to wear the poor thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would just be painful after.
Isn't that like impossible?
I mean, if you're doing it for so long, because like I said, this guy trained himself to masturbate every day. He was 18 at the time.
Yeah.
He's 19 now.
Okay.
And he trained himself because he was curious, how often do I masturbate? And so he was charting to see how long he can go.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody so much for coming into the studio today. I want to thank all of our wonderful guests. Go to CasanovaWear.com. Carlos has got all the goodies that you're going to need. You're going to get tied up, bound, and gagged, and it's going to be fabulous. Go to Sapphire. Your radio show is?
Erotic City Radio. You can look on it on iTunes, ECR, or Erotic City Radio with Sapphire, or go on to Twitter, Ms. Radio Sapphire.
And Luke?
Well, you can reach me on LukeWilder.com. And, you know, check out the blog, sexacrossamerica.com.
Sexacrossamerica.com. Silky, where can we find you?
AlexanderSilk.com and FallenAngelTV.com.
I love the way you say that.
Beautiful.
AJ Cummings, where can we find you on Twitter?
AJ Applegate, XXX.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just called you the wrong name. AJ Applegate.
You did? Sorry.
Yes.
Bad.
I didn't even notice. AJ Applegate,
where can we find you? That's funny. AJ Applegate, XXX on Twitter. And then I also have Instagram. It's real AJ Applegate.
Thank you so much, everybody. It's been a fabulous show. I want to thank you for listening to us here on SkidRowStudios.com.
Thanks
for
Ginger.
Making us come. I want you to live a life.